Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pasta Party, a completely improvised podcast. I'm your host, Elliot Bromberg, with my dear co-host, Anthony Ferraro. Say hi, Anthony.
Hi, everybody. How you doing, Elliot?
I'm doing great. It is a beautiful Saturday morning. I am inside, so could not be happier. I just got my second COVID shot the other day, so I'm ready to rock.
Congrats.
Ready to lick every doorknob, every floor, do so much indoor dining. I cannot wait.
How do you feel about when people congratulate you on getting the vaccine?
I say, that's right. Don't talk to me.
Okay. Don't look at me. Very cocky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also not an honest answer at all.
No, I just feel better than other people. I don't know if that makes sense. And part of like being an insecure person is that I feel better when I put other people down. So it's kind of like,
sure.
I double up on it, right? Get ahead now or lose is kind of my mantra.
I don't like those social media posts with like the vaccine cards.
Yeah, I made one.
I know you did. That's why I'm asking you about it.
I just want people to know that like I'm ready to do whatever. I'm hoping people will hit me up. No one has. Just me and the roommate still.
See, but that's a more honest answer. That's what I'm looking for.
Anthony, I have a question. Are you jealous right now?
Of what?
Because are you jealous of my shots?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Okay. People don't feel that way. Oh. People are like, right. Damn, how'd he get the vaccine? It's like, we know, you just made an appointment and you got one.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's get into it. We have a great guest for you today. It is our comedy father, comedy daddy.
Ew.
Sorry. He's the one who taught Anthony and I everything we know. He lives in New York City. Hey, Nick Manahar, want to say hi to everybody?
Hello.
Whoa. Wow.
My boys, my golden boys.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right. I'm on vacation right now. I'm in North Carolina in the Outer Banks. It's my first time coming down here, so.
Wow. And you took time out of your day to do improv comedy on vacation. That is
dedication
to craft.
I work so hard. And you know, if my comedy sons need something, I will put down my PTO just to service them.
And PTO on a Saturday. That's hardcore.
That's right. But yeah, things are good. I'm chilling. This is fun. I'm excited about this.
Have you been working on vacation or truly taking the time off?
I took 2 days off this week, so I worked on like Monday and Thursday. I like have to work on the first day of the month, like the first calendar day of the month that lands on a business day, because there's like analytics and stuff I got to run for my job. But yeah, no, I mean it was a pretty good balance. It was a good mix of like being off and enjoying the weather and the beach.
That's great. Yeah. And for everyone who doesn't know, Nick, he works in finance because he's hot.
I do.
He makes money, stocks.
Mostly because he's hot.
Mostly because he's hot. Yeah. That was the process, right? All you had to do was you had to French the interviewer for about 30 seconds. Oh. And she said, you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. No, no, that wasn't how it worked at all.
That wasn't how it worked at all.
It was such
interesting.
I had a weird interview. That was neat.
No, yeah, it was just, you know, 6 weeks of just like boot camp training, just being like, I need to be hot enough to land this finance gig.
Right.
You're punching the side of a cow in a deli. You're warming up.
I did the Rocky routine every morning.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. So you're working in finance, and we all know that the finance field is dominated by bros, quote unquote finance bros. I got to ask, what's like the what's the worst experience that you've had with one of these men?
These bros.
One of these bros.
Right.
One of these fellas.
I feel like with a lot of like scenes just in general, right? Like I feel like the finance bros are like almost like a scene. It's like a cliche or a stereotype, and like you'll see pictures of like the Midtown uniform, and you'll see like five guys like Patagonia all wearing the exact same clothes with the Patagonia vests, like just grabbing their little like sweet greens and like walking back to their 14-hour day. And there's a there's a fair number of that. There's also like a lot of very normal people like myself who are just like, this is a job and I live in New York and like that's kind of it, and I don't like any of that that energy. But it's always like the brand new, like straight out of a fraternity.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's like sometimes the interns, but, or like, it's just like a first year analyst who's just like so gung ho and bringing like a whole lot of frat energy to like straight into finance and being like, this is going to fold in perfectly. And it does for like a year or two while you're living in Murray Hill. But quickly does it, things change or you leave or something like that. I don't know what the worst instance of it is. I just feel like it's, there's just something unsettling about a 22-year-old with like one AirPod in and like a suit his like parents clearly bought him, like walking down Madison being like, go for Chet. Like they just want to be like a Gordon Gekko, like, or I don't know, Wolf of Wall Street type so badly. It's just that type of energy. But I can't, I don't think I can name like a specific instance of like egregious finance bro archetype. Yeah.
Stop trying to humanize the finance bro.
Oh my, I'm sorry. Yeah. I brought nuance to an improv podcast.
Yeah.
And Nick, I can't help but notice your video, you're wearing a Go Capitalism pin right now. So I feel like maybe
oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so branded right now. You got to fuzz these out.
Yeah. What is that?
Like a 2006 rap video.
I truly do not understand the reference.
Oh, no. I'm aging myself. I mean, what's that? 2006.
Yeah, we're 23. We're
babies. I'm 25.
Oh, God.
Big age difference. Okay. Moving away from finance talk, Nick. We just passed April Fool's Day. How do you feel about the holiday? Slash, have you ever pranked somebody or been pranked?
Okay. First, feelings on the holiday.
Great.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's almost a bigger
Nick is very wishy. Haven't gotten a concrete answer yet.
How do you feel about the holiday? I don't know. All right, moving on.
I have feelings. I feel like it's an online thing more than it's a real life thing, right? Like we're just talking about April Fools so much more than like I see. Like it's not like you're like looking at your neighbor's house and be like, "Well, look at those pranks going on over there, bro. That is an April Fools happening over at the Smith's house." It's not. Especially if you're like a working adult, like it's almost the same. It's so different from Halloween, but also the same as like there's overlap with Halloween where like you still have to like go to work. Like you can't like be pulling, you can't take, you're not taking the day off for pranks. And it just feels like a weird thing to be really into, right? Like it's not like you're going out for April Fools with your friends. You're having an April Fools party. It's like barely a holiday. Right. But we talk about it every, and the biggest issue for me is just like, especially in the workplace, having to like deal with people like making like fun April Fools jokes. Like, oh, I think I'm going to take off on Thursday. Who knows what's going to happen? Might be an April Fool's, and it's like, this is a business. Like, you need to let us know. Like, you need to cover your daily tasks.
So, I get like, that. To pull off a real prank, you'd have to do so much planning and like have so much foresight that to actually pull it off, you'd be a psychopath.
Yeah, I also can't think of like an immediate prank that isn't just like also a crime, you know?
Right, or very mean.
That was my point on a. Best prank I've ever pulled or best prank I've ever seen or had pulled on me. I feel like every great prank I see in like TV or movies or in books would be like felony level crimes. Like it's not okay. I don't trust myself to prank in the same way I don't trust myself to roast. I feel like it would be way too much. And right. It would, instead of it being like, wow, what a fun, cool thing you did there, Nick. It'd be like, why? Why? You relocated my family? Why?
At my high school, we used to have like a senior prank day. And all it really was like we would just rearrange desks and chairs in classrooms. And then the other thing we would do is we set up like a toll in the high school parking lot. And so then we just like wouldn't let the juniors or sophomores park their cars unless they paid like $5, which wasn't a prank so much as it was like an unlicensed tax.
Right.
Right.
Did people
and the they paid. I mean, they had to, or they had to like go to the opposite end of the campus and then walk to all of their classes.
Wait, but like what type of enforcement? You had no authority.
Yeah, you could just drive right past you.
Why wouldn't I just drive through?
Stood in the way. Just stood in the way.
But it'd be like, Kenny, we're on the football team together. Like,
I don't know. I didn't play sports. I took the bus to school like a loser. So I didn't have to worry
about it. I also took the bus all the way through high school. Same. Yeah. Oh, look at us. Maybe bus there's kids. Some correlation.
The bus kid.
No one pipeline. Talks about the bus kid.
Yeah.
I beat you to it.
It's what happens when you share a bus with like middle schoolers and like elementary schoolers.
Yeah.
You just get weird.
Well, it's like
I liked being a senior on a school bus though, because I was like, this is my kingdom.
Well, like that's what I'm thinking though. It's like in middle school when everyone has to ride the bus, we didn't do well. But as soon as like actual competition left the bus and started driving to school, we're like, huh, looks like I'm top dog. Guess I can get used to this.
I kinda like the bus now.
You just have like an army of sixth graders that think you're the coolest person on the
Yeah, project. Yeah, you kill on the bus. That's because like you're a full 2 years older.
That's why I got into stand-up, is I was just like, every joke hit on the bus.
Yeah, yeah. I need the bus, Mom. Don't you dare buy me a car.
Not even drive you to school. Buy me a car.
Your mom would offer to drive you, be like, no! I'll get up an hour early and make the bus.
The bus doesn't come for some reason. It's like a snow day. And you're like, what? It's so much new material. I gotta find a bus.
The lunch tables were the same.
If you try and get on the city bus, though, it's not the same.
No, it's like a play.
It's silence on the city bus.
It's like going on tour for the first time. You find out, like, oh, I was just funny in my like little circle.
Yeah, it's when you do jokes in a big city like DC or New York, and then you find out that my jokes that appeal to like white liberals in the city do not hit like in rural places right. at all.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not as universally relatable as I thought. It's tricky.
All right. Hey.
Hey.
I'll see you guys that we do some improv. How about that? All right. Hey, Nick, you're the guest. Why don't you give us a location?
What if I said no? What if I said I don't want to do improv? I want to do, I don't know. I just want to talk, you know? I'm just kidding.
That would be a big wild card for us to throw the audience. Episode one, we don't do improv.
Guest rebels, episode one.
I fully Chris Gethard this. Paul Giamatti's like right behind me.
Hiding out in a dumpster. Yeah, I've seen that YouTube clip.
Yeah. did you say a location?
Yeah, let's get a location.
All right. Let me think here. I want to do a cafeteria lunch table.
Perfect. Cafeteria lunch table. Perfect. All right. Awesome.
You guys notice that Kenny's not at lunch today?
Yeah, where is Kenny?
Hmm.
Why are you laughing?
Hmm. I wonder where Kenny is.
Andrew, what did you do? What did you do to Kenny?
Let's just say...
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you
Go. What do you think?
Did you prank him? Did you pull a hilarious? Oh my!
I pranked Kenny's ass. I pranked his ass.
That is my boy, Andrew. Oh yes. My god! You're so hilarious, man. What is it? What'd you do? I gotta know.
I told the bus driver not to pick him up anymore, so he can't get to school.
What?
I'm boys with the bus driver. I told him, hey, Kenny doesn't go to the school anymore. He moved. No need to go to his house. And now he doesn't have a ride to school.
Wow.
Dude, that's funny,
oh
right?
My God.
That's funny.
That's like pretty sadistic, but that's funny, man. That is A1 material. Yeah, I didn't do anything like that.
Hey, yes. Sorry.
Kenny?
Kenny? I just got... Oh, my God. It was crazy.
You're sweating so much.
Mr. Stevenson did not stop at my bus. Yeah, boy. You know, I have the... You know how far out I live now. I was living close to the school in the same school district, and now I moved like to the board of the school district for a bigger house, but like for like a same affordable price because my parents, you know. Anyways, so then previously it would have been just like a 2 mile jog, but like this was 14 miles. Oh man, boy, I got so unlucky. Oh jeez.
Kenny, why didn't you just ask your mom to drive you or something? Because 14 miles?
Well, my mom offered, but it was too late. You know, I sort of had left really, really early this morning because, you know, I like to get to the bus really early just to like work on my material beforehand, just kind of scope out the other, like, you know, up and coming comics on the bus circuit.
Right.
Just, you know, just say what's up to them. So she left for work already. By the time I, you know, the bus had just like left without me. It was weird. You know, Mr. Stevenson, we have a really good relationship, you know, he's kind of owned the club for a little while, and like,
yeah, that's crazy.
He always,
I wonder why he left you.
You know, like he can let me, he'll even let me work the AV and everything when I'm working on new material. He just drove right by.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, he must have forgotten or something. Hey, what a fool that guy is.
What
right?
A fool. I have another question for you. Did your mom's carpool come pick her up, or did she have to walk?
My mom?
Yeah, how'd she get to work? Did she have to walk? Did her carpool come?
I don't... Hold on, let me check my phone.
Oh my god.
What the... My mom also had to walk!
Yes.
Andrew, that's so funny. That's so funny.
She jogged all the way into D.C. from McLean.
April Fools! April Fools!
Oh my gosh! Oh, dude, that's so funny. This is so funny. This is, oh my god!
Classic. Hey, isn't that such a classic, Andrew? And Andrew,
what
did you? Hey, did ask him about his dad's flight to Seattle?
Oh, did you pull a prank? Did you pull a prank?
Yeah, wait. I pulled. Mine was a little more. Mine was a little more destructive.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Did your dad make it to Seattle
for his business conference?
What did you do to my dad? Hold on. You changed his meal to be kosher?
Boom. Gotcha, baby. Chosen people number one. Go Jews. Happy Passover, bitch.
I gotta say, I was really worried that was going to go in a different direction, but yeah, I'm really happy with the level of prank this is. My dad said he really enjoyed the meal and is probably going to keep ordering kosher from now on.
Yeah, got another one. That's another member of the tribe. Book it.
Is that how that works?
That is how that works. Most people say you have to go through a process with a rabbi, but also if you trick people into eating kosher food,
yeah,
that's kind of the lesser known pathway. Yeah.
We should spread the word on that because I think people think it's a very involved process. But if you just change your airline meals to exclusively being kosher, huh?
No, very specifically, you have to be pranked by another Jew. So you can't just
Okay. I see how it is. Yeah. It's sort of like getting let in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really nice of you. Thanks for converting my dad.
All right.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm about to pull the entire prank on the school. I got this lunch lady costume right here. And let's just say.
I was wondering.
I thought you looked good. Say, what is this? What's this disguise?
It's a hairnet. A hairnet and an apron. Let's just say that after lunch today, there's going to be a real cause for celebration. Because everyone's going to be Jewish. All right, I'm going to go to the lunch ladies and see if I can trick them. I'll be right back.
All right. Bye. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Does he think that if he puts on a hairnet and an apron, no one's going to notice that he's a 12-year-old boy?
Yeah, I don't think so. I also don't think
he's a middle-aged lunch lady that works at this school.
He's never going to pass for a lunch lady. And also, how is that going to convert people to being Jewish? I feel like there's a lot of pieces that don't connect. It's not even a prank.
I'm really about April Fools, you know.
We all are.
You've known that about me. Yeah, I think it's really incredible. I love how mission-focused the whole holiday is. And that, you know, you go about your day pretty much on April Fools. But now with this, you know, sort of a hanging specter of what's going to happen to me, right? And my whole family really dealt with that today. But I'm really unclear on his objectives because they seem more specific and targeted.
It doesn't seem like he wants to pull pranks at all. It seems like he's sort of acting as a Jewish missionary just to convert as many 12-year-olds as possible. I think he has no one to go to his bar mitzvah.
Is that part of it? Because I also feel like anyone can go to a bar mitzvah.
I don't think he knows that.
I see. Okay.
That's I'm very down to go to a bar mitzvah, but
I thought I was going.
He keeps trying to convert me.
Good evening, boys. How's your lunch period, dude? It's Vice Principal Timmons.
Hi, Vice Principal Timmons.
Hey.
Thank you for announcing yourself.
Yeah.
Mr. Kenny, I must say, I noticed you were missing in homeroom this morning. A little incident today with the bus?
Unfortunately, I was hilariously pranked into jogging 10 miles to school this morning.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what was that?
I just was chuckling at that prank that you were just telling me. I
don't have a note or anything, so I hope you can just take my word for it that I was really hilariously pranked. My backpack is soaked with sweat. I don't know if that's any type of hard evidence here.
It's quite all right. I'm very... I came over here for a purpose. I heard that between the two of you that you were the funniest boys in school.
Oh, thank you.
And
I didn't know word got around at this middle school.
And I heard on your
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I heard that you were running a bit of a comedy show on your bus, and I was hoping that I could get some time on it.
Oh, Vice Principal Timmons.
I'm usually not so forward like this.
No, it's fine. No. I remember coming up and, you know, asking the old heads, like, you know, questions, and I know exactly where you're at right now, like the position that you're in right now, like right now. So I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Stevenson. I think we're a little bit on the rocks right now because he did drive directly by me this morning. I think we can get some time. I didn't know you had any material, Miss Vice Principal Timmons.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing for April Fool's Day, and so I pulled a bunch of really funny pranks today, and I was hoping maybe you, some of, if I explained them to you, you know, you might consider me. So, for example, today I charged all of the students $15 to park.
Okay.
All right.
Into my pocket.
Seems more like a tax that you just make money on. But okay. Right.
Sure. I had the freshmen go collect the latest harvest, and they're putting it in the mill right now. So sort of.
So you had the freshmen of this middle school.
The freshmen in the high school portion.
I see. Oh, I forget that you're the vice principal of two different schools. Yeah, the junior and senior. Yeah.
One campus, one school. You know, we go 6 through 12.
Right.
Principal Timmons, can I ask you a question?
I also sent over a raiding party of sophomores to go steal supplies from Jefferson High School down the road. So,
sure. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is your termination still pending that investigation here at the school?
It's okay. Technically, I'm on level a sabbatical. Yeah. Technically, I'm on sabbatical right now.
I love your disguise, by the way. Hey.
Vice Principal Timmons, you're not supposed to be here, are you?
No, I sort of been.
Hey, you just charged the sophomores with running directly into another high school and stealing.
And what harvest? There's not a farm nearby.
The farmer's market, of course. Sort of the idea of the prank was more of I create my own kind of fiefdom, if that makes sense. Utilizing the students, and it's kind of like a what if thing, you know? But then
right.
It's like, what if I was kind of a local duke or lord, but then I sort of follow through on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say that all these pranks are not funny at all.
Ooh,
and yeah. I'm a little confused how this is going to fold into a set that's going to work on the public bus circuit.
They're not funny.
So for right now, I think it's a pass from us, but we love your energy. We think it could get retooled, and I think, you know, maybe do some work in the teacher's lounge and come back to us when you're ready, maybe after your sabbatical.
Yeah, I think you should either focus on being a vice principal or pursue comedy. I don't think you should be this vice principal who's trying to run like a fiefdom, as you call it, and have
the mix is confusing.
Yeah.
The mix is confusing.
It's a hat on.
You're saying pick a lane.
Pick a lane. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a vice principal. You're an aspiring fiefdom man.
Right, you know what? You know what?
Want to be a stand-up comic on the bus circuit?
Too many things.
Detention.
What?
You
can't do it.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
You can't do it.
Detention, and for you, Kenny, and detention for you, Andrew. Both of you, 2 weeks.
All right, we're just not going to go.
Yes. Okay.
But if that makes you feel okay.
All right, I'll cut you a deal.
Okay. No pushback right. From us. We're getting the deal.
You cut detention. You get detention, but your detention is you have to go to Elliot's bar mitzvah.
Huh.
Please say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we were gonna go anyway.
He's our best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God, because I'm doing. He hired me. I'm doing kind of like a tight 10 at his bar mitzvah. He said I had to bring 3 people, so that's 2.
Vice Principal Timmons, it's been a real pleasure, but you know. I feel like we need to get through our lunch, and it seems like you got a lot to work through.
Yeah, figure out your thing, get your deal down, and then come back to us.
Yeah, I guess our notes are deal with everything and find out which one works for you.
Oh, okay, I'll go. I'll leave.
Okay, get out of here.
Good day.
I think that's best. All right, goodbye. That was I don't even know what to say. It's like to finally be acknowledged as like the premier funniest kid.
That's what I took away from it.
At a 6 through 12 program?
Yeah.
That's huge. That's massive for us.
That's so big for us. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah?
I'm going to pull a prank on him, on Mr. Timmons.
Oh man, that's gonna get some big attention. All right, I'm thinking maybe like public city buses might be hearing about this. Like, you're about to go.
No way.
You're about to go to the moon, my guy.
You think Bus Michaels will give me an audition for SNL?
That's right. Yeah. Saturday Bus Live. I think you've got a real shot. You know, all the up and coming 6 through 12 graders, you know, like anyone who's big, anyone who's like really in the bus comedy scene came up through Bus Night Live. Mm-hmm.
And
Saturday Bus Live, I'm sorry.
And Bus CB Theater, they started there normally.
You guys, that's talk, right. You guys CB. Talking about United Citizens buses?
All right.
The comedy.
Jesus Christ. That was all over the place.
I liked it.
I wanted to see the final prank.
Oh, I didn't have anything.
Thank you so much, Nick, for being on our pilot.
Oh, come on. This is so much fun. Thank you guys for having me. It's a lot of fun. I hope to come back someday.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, for anyone who wants to follow Nick, you want to plug your Twitter really quick?
Sure. It's at not Nick.
At
not Nick. like a tie a knot. It's KNOTNIK.
Right.
Good.
So real confusing.
There's too many disclaimers to explain the handle.
Awesome. But, go ahead, follow Nick Manhart on Twitter at not Nick. You want to plug your hedge fund or anything? Anyone has any?
No, you don't need to do that.
No, that's okay.
Right. And hey, thank you everyone so much for listening to the episode. You can follow Anthony on Twitter at Tony_Ferraro7. You can follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. And of course you can follow us if you look up Pasta Party on Twitter, you can follow our main account. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.